Okay, good morning everybody and a good Erev Shabbos. So Shishi of Chayesara is the end of the story of Avraham Avinu, which concludes with the Kavura, which is effected and executed by his sons, Vekbruoso, Yitzchak of Yishmael Banav, Me'aras, Tadeh Ma'achpelah, which Chazal very much interpret to be part of his story as well, that Chazal explained that this was a kind of a signal, a subtle signal in the Chumash, that Yishmael Asa Tshuva, part of the broader rubric that we'll get to, Vayigva Vayasa Felamav, that Yishmael Asa Tshuva Bechaye Avraham, that this is part of why Avraham was described as Zaken Visaveya, not just old, but, Biseva Tova, Zaken v'saveya, that he saw, his sons, according to the Sforno, Avram only fathered, Yitzchak and Yishmael, the Bnei HaPilag Shem were essentially adopted, they were raised in his home, but they weren't actually his biological sons. So in any event, whatever one makes of that issue, a bit of a chiddush in the Sforno, but again, based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, the seva tova, Zaken v'saveya, is reflective of this idea that Avram left this world in a very tranquil and serene state, as was foretold in the Bris Ben Abisarim, V'yata tavol avusecha b'shalom tikaver b'seva tova, exactly the words that the Chumash echoes here, seva tova zakein v'saveya. The Sforno distills a passage in the Ramban where the Ramban says that this term saveya is really the critical term, it's the linchpin word, into just a sentence, v'saveya mikol mashis ave liros Vilasos Biyamav, that everything that Avram could have wanted to experience in life, this foreigner writes, distilling Ramban, he experienced, he saw, and normally the Ramban writes at greater length, in Adam, Yotze min olam hazeh v'chati tavosav biyado, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memale mish'alos ha-tzadikim, that's part of the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes, not always, there is tzaddik v'ralo, but sometimes interacts with tzaddikim. But I think what's really fascinating about this description of Avraham Avinu, of Zaken v'saveya, Lashon Sforno, Mikol ma'shehisav eliros v'lasos biyamav, is this one thing to say this about maybe a Yitzchak Avinu personality, somebody who wasn't a great explorer, an adventurer, somebody who stayed and, dug deeper and deeper, quite literally and figuratively. In the context of the wells, that was Yitzchak's strength, to dig deep within himself. But Avram, was Vayilech Lemasav, Haloch V'nasoa, going back to the beginning, Lech Lecha, right? And Lech Lecha L'aretz HaMoria, and the Asar Nisyonos, and the dynamism of Avram, right? And for, to say about a person like that, a person about whom this very Aliyah says, Vayosef Avraham, that he went further, he kept on going, that he was indefatigable. Right, all the highlights of Avram's life sort of flashing before our eyes. The idea that he could have, ever been fully satisfied is really an absolutely fascinating and striking description. After all, Avram was the insatiable one, right, in terms of his Avas Hashem and his Yediyas Hashem, and was always, Libo Meshotet Bekirbo, the Rambam's description, the Eitan, right? Kevan Shenigmal Eitan Zeh, Eitan defined by the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzicha as a Nachal, which is Shotef Bechazka, this overflowing, dynamic body of water. The point is that Avram had this, overflowing personality, Haloch V'nasoa, Vayelech L'masav. Person like that, there's always more to do. There's always the next challenge, the next hurdle. And to say that his life reached a point of completion, seva tova, zaken v'saveya, that there was nothing left to do, mikomashi, saveliros, velasos, biyamav, that sense of completion, of shlemos, I think is an absolutely remarkable thing. It's almost mutually exclusive with a personality that's always looking for the next challenge in the entrepreneurial, spiritually entrepreneurial mindset, not materially, chas v'shalom. And the fact that Avram could have had such an end, which is so much in contrast with the indefatigable nature of his character and the peripatetic biography of his life, I think is an utterly astonishing thing. A person like that never truly feels like they've arrived. But Avraham Avinu, when all was said and done, did experience, and I think that's why the Torah emphasizes it, Seva Tova, Zakein Visaveya, there was a sense of shlemus, of a mission being complete, which is almost anathema to the very essence of Avram, that he could have experienced that kind of a misa, where he could look up and see that his work truly was done, that he had seen all that he needed to see, Mikol Mashi Savaliros Velasos Biyamav, that he could truly feel accomplished, I think is an absolutely astonishing testament to Avram Avinu.